Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 26th day of September, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live program, live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 62 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 74 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Seems like a nice fall day. Haven't got to go out and look yet, but if there's no chemtrails, it couldn't be better. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Well, we got our cop one. Cop one's first. We'll put it second. President, this is one I wanted to get into yesterday when we got into our discussion, but President Trump, that's what he says, Democrats gave up gun control for chance to hurt GOP. We're definitely going to get into it as soon as we return.
Some stuff they said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, President Trump says Democrats gave up gun control for chance to hurt GOP. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The president took to Twitter on Tuesday, like I said, I had this for yesterday, but to suggest Democrats have dropped the pursuit of gun control. What? But he said he's up there swearing at it. No, we'll protect that Second Amendment. You mean that second article of ours? Infrastructure funding and prescription drug relief in order to try to hurt Republicans. So he's saying right here he was going to do the gun control until those dirty Democrats went and tried to impeach him. Have you people been watching this madness? Like this has anything to do? This shows that they are not us, that it is a separate entity. It's like this. This is a diversion. Plain and simple diversion, because we all know nobody is going to jail. They're all absolutely criminals. They commit crimes every day. They commit crimes by existing. We're going to have us taking over the mainstream propaganda machine. They had to turn it off. They're readjusting. Trump noted that Democrats are focused on hurting him too. Oh my goodness, this is going to change my life. The Democrats
are... Henry, sorry, real quick. I know you're trying to get to that article. Anyway, I did watch about, I guess it was like a three-hour deal on C-SPAN that where the head of the intelligence department was questioning the intelligence committee, or they were asking him questions and stuff. So, yeah, I did watch it. I really think he's guilty.
Well, of course.
I mean, all things being, you know, unequal.
He's guilty of a lot of things, and a lot of the things worse than Of course guilty.
Definitely.
I mean, look at Kushner and, you know, his money from the Russians. And, I mean, come on. We all know what they are. They're international mob. That's it, plain and simple. And every one of them are guilty, or they wouldn't be there. It's just like, you know, it's the same scenario, actually, as what they did with Hillary Clinton. You know, they come up and they lay out her crimes, her absolute crimes, and then say, well, but no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute her. You know, the bottom line, she's guilty of sin. And what's going on here? You know, I listened to some of that testimony myself. It's all laughable. But I listened to some of it myself. And you got Joe Biden, the video. Everybody's got to have seen it by now, where he's sitting there talking about how he had the prosecutor fired that was investigating his son who took, millions of dollars out of the Ukraine. So they're going to just play this same game back and forth. But what people got to realize is why this is going on behind the scenes, why they got to everybody watching the soap opera, that they're stealing, they're giving, well, they're selling this country off and under us is what they're doing. And they're doing everything they can to remove our due process and our Bill of Rights and take our weapons away from us so they can
and the cops are still murdering us on the streets.
Beating our people down with their Blackwater USA reign of terror. Everything's still going on. But I mean, what happened here is these new people stepped up, and they just seen what a terrible mess it was, what a mess that the good communists in this country had made of their effort to, you know, just subjugate the people. And when they started in with a couple of tactics, and they got it slammed right back in their face, just like with that O'Rourke. People said, "Well, come on and do it." And so now they're having to rethinking. They got people working on this night and day, how they can move. How can they make any? What's the communist term? How can they move forward? I can't wait to see what you try next. But this article here, I mean, this shows you right here. President Trump took to Twitter on Tuesday to suggest Democrats have dropped pursuit of gun control. Is that meaning that he was going to go along with it and trade for infrastructure funding and prescription drug relief in order to try to hurt the Republicans and to hurt him too? This is so sick. And right in your face, people. The Democrats are so focused on hurting the Republican Party, and this is all an act. Make no mistake about it. That is the corporate elite that you're looking at. Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump, swap spit. They are putting on this act right now to give their new masters, the new communists who have come in to try and straighten this mess out that these goddamn American communist think tanks have made and try to get it to some point to where they can make a move so they can further their agenda. They're way behind, people. This is supposed to, I mean, they're way behind on everything they want to do. And now, you know, they're sitting there. Why haven't they attacked Iran yet? Why? Because they know the people understand exactly what they're doing, and they know you can't have a war without people to fight it. Otherwise, you might have to fight it yourself. A Republican Party and president that are unable to get anything done because of it, including legislation on gun safety. Here he is. He's telling you. That's what he was intending to do, the red flag on a federal basis, but then one of the first things that the new communists told them to come in, we're going to do this like we did in Australia, okay? But you're going to send the federal money to the states. See, and now the states are going to have an incentive to enact the gun confiscation under the so-called red flag infringement. So, you know, you want the federal money. We're talking about heaps of federal money coming to you. Well, how much do I get? Yeah, well, give it a go. That's what you need to do, because you guys, you can pull it off because you're so much smarter than the rest of us. Lowering of prescription drug prices, infrastructure, etc. So bad for our country. Oh, yes, it is. We didn't. Oh, man. He didn't get the infringements in. Trump's tweet comes as reports indicate House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California, is expected to announce an impeachment inquiry. And I mean, what is this really, people? He's not going to be impeached. If he is impeached, he'll only be impeached in the goddamn House, and the Senate will refuse to prosecute, just like they did with Bill Clinton. And he will, you know, they'll just go right on through with this. He's going to stay there. He's doing exactly what they want. To get you to go along, I mean, the people have figured out, man, that's a three-faced fucking liar. The man can't be trusted. I wouldn't trust him in a shit house with a muzzle on. And but there's got to be some way so that, like, he's being, like they did the first time around. All the news media, even Fox, remember, everybody, oh, Trump, no way, no, Trump, no, can't be, no, we don't want it, no, it ain't going to, it'll never happen. I'm telling you, look at the polls. It's never going to happen. This ain't going to, they did that so that the American people, in their ignorance, went, well, if they don't want him, we do. No, we don't. And we told you why, that you were being conned. You were just conned into another 4 years of theft of your goddamn resources and more removal of your goddamn due process rights and attempts at your fucking guns. They want them goddamn guns. Just think what they would do if they had them guns, people. There would be nothing to restrain them. They wouldn't even have to pretend to be enemies anymore. When they're not enemies, they're all communists. And all communists are working for the same goal, and that is international communism, as the order that rules the goyim beneath the Zion lords. Make no mistake about it. Let's see here. Democrats have been passing the Republican-controlled Senate to take up gun control, or pressing the Republican-controlled Senate to take up gun control legislation, which the House passed last month. Just weeks ago, Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York, even went so far as to ask Trump to lay down political cover so Republican senators could support gun control measures. Why would you have to do that if 90% of the people want this? Why you got all this movement? No, they were. They were talking about how they were going to work together to get the gun control, to get the gun control. And then that bloody stub came out of the goddamn water, and they had to put a halt to that. I mean, they said, we got to freeze everything here. We got to recalculate because the information we have been sent by the communists in this country is fucking incorrect. These people aren't just going to hand over their goddamn guns. In fact, we might want to start working on some evac plans. So Republican senators could support gun control measures. Trump is now turning back on the Democrats, suggesting nothing is being accomplished because they have abandoned their legislative priorities. This was a legislative priority, gun control for Trump. In this case, those priorities include all the gun control legislation Democrats claimed to be pursuing for the sake of public and school safety. So that had to be shut down because they could not go forward. Go forward on it. We're telling them, do it. We want this over with. We fucking want this over with. We want to go back to living again. And this transition you think you're going to make, we're saying you're not going to do it. It's going to be a fucking war. You have declared war on us. Let's get this goddamn war done, so we can go back to living. And you can find out what it's like to face 100 million people with fucking heavily armed. The largest goddamn armed population to ever exist on this fucking planet. And I know you got your robots. I seen the robot story today. Ooh, a robot. Goddamn, I hope it works better than the fucking cell phone does. Anyway, I don't want to do that yet. I want to keep on this gun thing, man. Let me find it here. Here we are. I will not comply, ex-cop tells Judiciary Committee she will not obey assault-style weapons ban from Washington Examiner. It had to be a woman, and it had to be an ex-cop, you know, because they're the only ones that are tough in this goddamn country. No, these son of a bitches, they have their people out on the streets, and they have their real polling through the NSA, listening to the phone calls, listening to our correspondents, listening to what we're saying to one another, and we're saying, let's just shoot these son of a bitches out of here. Our second article right, the ratified law, in our Bill of Rights is being fucking violated, and it is on us to enforce it. Always has been, because it's our law, it's our jurisdiction, it's our authority. A former Tulsa police officer admitted during testimony before the House Judiciary Committee that she would, quote, not comply with an assault weapons style ban if Congress were to pass one. Don't you worry about this bitch. You worry about that 40 million fucking men that have been fucking dudes that are waiting to straighten the shit out once and for all. And then once it breaks loose, you know, I was thinking about it today, that, you know, they talked about 3% fought the revolution, which was actually a hijacking of a popular uprising, and we won't have to go into that again. But, you know, and then when it was all over, they kicked 15% of the people out of this country that were the Tories. And man, if we ain't right at 18 to 20% that are fucking us all, I'll wait my hat. But I'm telling you, these voters, you people that are going out and participating, giving goddamn consent to a corporation, an unlawful corporation, you are becoming accomplices to violations of the law. And you are going to fucking answer for your crimes. You might as well get it through your head. We're not giving up the guns. There's gonna be a fight. And we outnumber you thousands to one. And send your fucking blue helmets over here. And we'll show you our new innovative ways. Who the hell you think the fucking American engineers that are left are? What they're going to do? Oh, they're just going, oh, they got that thing, that robot thing. Oh, I quit. Oh, you think? Oh, let's see. Dana Mueller, a 22-year veteran of the Tulsa Police Department and the founder of gun advocacy group, the DC Project, No Doubt INC, was one of many to testify in front of the committee during their Protecting America from Assault Weapons hearing Wednesday. And see, they use somebody like this instead of just going out and just, why don't you just go out in the public and just walk and say, ask people, what are you going to do? I'm going to shoot them. You come to take my fucking property, my private property, my gun, my liberty teeth. You come to pull my fucking liberty teeth. You think you can fucking do it? You think I'm just going to stand there and let you? Or that I'm going to assist you in any way? Think again. American Assault, testify in front of the committee during their Protecting America from Assault Weapons hearing on Wednesday. You know, you're trying to protect yourself. You want your sicko cops, because we do have our cop story for the day. You want to protect your God and the gangs now. And see, that's what you're going to see with this when we talked about the invasion force coming from the south. They're going to be wearing tattoos. They're going to be bandidos. And they're going to be coming with the goddamn riffraff, MS-13. There ain't no goddamn difference in them. That's the cannon fodder for up front. At any rate, guys, please don't legislate. She said, please don't legislate. I dare do it. Please legislate, you son of a bitches. Write it down on a piece of paper and get the fuck to doing it. We want our lives back. We want our goddamn property back. And we want you tried in our common law courts and hung by the neck until you are dead, which is the punishment for what you've done in violating our law. Please don't legislate the 150 million people just like me into being criminals. Well, what are you saying please for? I thought you weren't going to fucking cooperate. What are you begging? You begging some fucking piece of shit that has no fucking authority over you whatsoever? You're begging, go down in Walmart and beg one of their fucking employees, because that's what you're doing. It has happened. You've already done it, Mueller said, referring to the Trump administration ban on bump stocks, according to the Fox News, which, you know, they have no authority. Zero authority. Cannot do it. Again, a violation of the fucking law. Easily provable. Puts a rope around your fucking neck for treason. No problem. I was a bump stock owner, and I had to make a decision. Do I become a felon, or do I comply? She went on to say, I will not comply if the administration were to pass an assault-style weapons ban. But did you give up your bump stock? Did you see it? They're kind of playing this little game. I mean, they're going to ease into this. I promise you, these new people are going to ease into this. They don't have a fucking clue where they're at. They don't have a fucking clue what 75% of this population is up to. and what they've been thinking. You know, it ain't like it's some surprise. We've been thinking about this for 20 fucking years, how we're going to fucking have to deal with this. We're not just, it's not, I mean, you're going to catch a lot of people by surprise. Like I said, we're going to lose a couple of million thanks to the fucking fallacy and the goddamn bullshit that went on before the people, you know, before the revealing. And the idea that, oh, there's somebody out there that's going to take care of this for me. No. I understand I got to take care of myself for myself, and everybody has to take care of themselves for themselves. But we're going to, when it comes down to it, we're going to be doing it together. But what will join us as the largest army to ever exist on this planet is our Bill of Rights. That is something that belongs to each and every one of us. It is something that makes each and every one of us free and at liberty to do as we goddamn well please, as long as we're not bothering another, and we will be self-governing again. I was going to have Laura look up the meanings or the definitions of self and governing. Self is not more than one. I know that. I can't be myself and two people. I know that for pretty goddamn sure. So self-government means I'm a governing myself. It doesn't mean self-government through, oh, you mean that government over there that claims that they have some kind of goddamn authority over me? That my ex-servants that incorporated and became an authority over me, they think? We'll have to see about that. The issue of gun control took on renewed vigor last month after mass shootings in El Paso and Texas. I really don't give a fuck. You know, that's what everybody should be just saying. Well, I had some 30 people shot, and, well, big fucking deal. They didn't shoot at me because I would have shot back. I got a gun. I got liberty teeth. Come to take my fucking right to life away from me and see what happens to your ass. I'll try to take your right to your life away from you. That's how it works. It's tit for tat. Texas and Daytona, Ohio, which left approximately 30 people dead. I really don't give a shit. I don't care if 300 were dead. I'm by that Bill of Rights that cannot be changed, the ratified law of this country. It doesn't fucking matter if everybody else in this whole goddamn country wants to get rid of their assault weapons. I don't have to get rid of mine. Because you cannot create a law that fucking denies me any of my fucking rights. The Ninth Article is quite clear on that subject. And that is ratified fucking law. It's the biggest law that exists in this country. It is superior law. Following the massacres, President Trump argued in favor of closing some of the loopholes and background checks. And the son of a bitch, I heard him say it, and federal fucking goddamn gun confiscation through red flag laws, don't you know? Oh, we're going to pass some red flag laws. That the red flag, you better see that as a goddamn stop sign. You better not do it. But you need to, because we want rid of this shit. And it's the piecemeal thing, you know. I like backing off on this a little bit and backing off. Don't quit backing off. Come at us. Come and do it. So we can settle this fucking issue, because we want to live our fucking lives. We have a right to our lives. We have an absolute right to our lives, uninhibited by some fucking bunch of corporate fucking mobsters who think they're going to fucking dictate our lives and take our fucking property. Well, you're not doing it. But later walked back that idea after facing backlash from National Rifle Association, 2 million fucking members. And that's why he backed off, guys. You really believe that? Do you believe it for a second? Or do you believe that maybe the NSA said we've been monitoring the cause and it's like 85%, 90% of the people are saying they're going to shoot if you fucking try to take their guns? We'll say the National Rifle Association, 2 million. A measly pissant, 2 fucking million. Really? Because all those people are fucking traitors too. Because they're incorporated as a part of your main illegitimate, unlawful corporation. Now we'll get down to our hero of the day. No charges for cop who gunned down unarmed, mentally ill man and his parents in Costco. This is from Free Thought Project. As TFTP reported in June, a panic erupted inside a Costco, California, a Corona, California Costco, as multiple people were injured and one man was killed during a shooting. Dozens of shoppers immediately dropped to the ground as fears of the next mass shooting filled their thoughts. However, it turns out the mass shooter was an LAPD cop, and his unarmed victims were a mentally disabled nonverbal man and his parents. After months of slow playing and refusing to release the surveillance footage, the Riverside County District Attorney announced that they will not be charging the cop. Because the District Attorney and him are part of the same union, don't you know? It's a part of the same Blackwater operation. So and their charge is to come out here and subjugate the fucking people. You don't do that. You don't make an omelet without cracking some fucking eggs, you people. And the incident unfolded on June 14th, and Russell and Paula French spent weeks in the hospital after Officer Salvador Sanchez. I wonder if he's got one of them tattoos on him. What do you think? Opened fire on them and their son Kenneth, who had schizophrenia and was nonverbal. No one disputes the fact that Kenneth, unprovoked, walked up to Sanchez from behind as he fed his toddler a sample and struck him from behind. Kenneth's behavior here most assuredly deserved a reaction, especially since Sanchez was holding his child. Any parent in their right mind would have gone to fight or flight mode, and that is what Sanchez did, pulling his gun and identifying himself as a cop. However, as Kenneth's parents informed the cop that their son is mentally disabled and did not realize what he was doing, the cop continued to escalate anyway. The DA, whose job consists of protecting cops. What? That's what DAs are for? We can't file fucking charges no more? We can't prosecute, we can't be the prosecutors of the fucking crimes committed? When it was only the people who could prosecute the fucking crimes? And the DA's, our right to prosecute was replaced by the corporation with a district attorney. And the district attorney, whose job consists of protecting cops and charging citizens? Really? So that makes it protecting the corporation. Well, that makes it Star Chamber, doesn't it? Protecting the corporate aristocracy. And, administering tyranny on the citizens, those subject citizens of the 14th Amendment, claimed that Sanchez opened fire within 4 seconds of Kenneth striking the man. One of the pieces of information that I think was uncontroverted was the off-duty officer was struck by Kenneth French, struck in the head, and went down as he was holding his infant. His infant child, District Attorney Mike Hestron, told a news conference, and it all happened very fast, about less than 4 seconds from the moment that he, French, struck to the moment that he, Sanchez, fired. According to the cop's attorney, David Winslow, during this 4 seconds, Sanchez lost consciousness, and when he stood up, despite Kenneth no longer attacking and despite Kenneth's parents pleading with the cop, Sanchez had no other choice but to kill Kenneth and shoot his parents in their backs. Winslow said his client had no choice but to use deadly force. Well, I can see that. I mean, the guy, they're trying to get away from you. They've got a hold of their kid, their mentally fucked up kid, and their back's to you. You shot Kenneth and you shot mom and dad too? What was the reason for shooting mom and dad? They push you too? Or was it to teach a lesson to those fucking goyim that they do not touch the fucking corporate aristocracy's enforcement fucking mechanism? We'll be right back.
Nurses all got around. They gazed in a white wonder at the joy they had found. Head nurse spoke.
one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Shiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Oregon, state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively, Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was Social Distortion with down here with the majority of the rest of us. Well, that article goes on to talk about the fact that the cop, after he shot these people, he wasn't arrested. He wasn't even taken down to the station. I mean, he wasn't put on administrative leave. Actually, he came back that evening and got to review the film from the store of him killing the kid and shooting the parents, which has been you can't, nobody else can see it. Nobody else gets, it won't be released. One lady had taken from her phone, had recorded the incident. You can't see that either. You can't see none of that stuff. But I wanted to read the ending of the article. But this is how the justice system works in the land of the free. There is no fucking law in this country. It's the law of the fuck, it's the law of the gun. That's what they've turned it into. And so it's the mafia. They have sit-downs and they decide who they're going to kill. There is one set of rules for the connected ones. Well, for the international corporate mafia and their enforcers, yes. Which grants them privileges and special treatments. Is that like privileges and immunities in that 14th Amendment? Where they make themselves immune from prosecution no matter what they fucking do? And you don't have...
Now, how do you think the majority of the population of the United States would think if Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity actually reported this fucking monstrosity? How do you think they would react, Henry?
Well, the majority of the people here don't listen to Rush Limbaugh, and they don't listen to Sean Hannity. They don't listen to none of the show. My son was here a while back, I can't remember what it was that was coming on, and I was saying, I was pointing out one of the atrocities on the it's the shooting, the El Paso shooting. He goes, he looks at me like I'm stupid. He goes, that ain't real. He goes, none of that's real. None of us believes that's real. It's not real. They just want to take our guns so they can get us. And that's what most of the people are thinking, people. No matter what they try to tell you. 90% of the people want this, but we don't dare do it. Why? Well, don't you want all those votes that 90% would represent? That would put you over the top, wouldn't it? And you've been trying it for 20 fucking years, and they did get the gun ban in 95. But I think it was Wardo Rance. He'd written me a thing. He did a piece on the NRA the other day, and we did find that he'd asked about verification that NRA had written the 1968 Gun Control Act, and we found it, and Laura put it up today, so you can go read that and see the reason that they first begun was right after the Civil War, because the Southerners could shoot better than they could, so they wanted to get control of the guns, people. And another set of rules for the rest of us, which are constantly changing to benefit the connected. How can they? This can't change the law, can they? No, but you can change corporate policy. All that it takes is someone that's higher up than you to fucking say it and write it down on a piece of paper. That's why we have a Bill of Rights. That's why we're self-governing. That's why we didn't fall for, anti-federalists did not fall for that federal fucking scheme known as the Constitution. Yeah,
you turn that goddamn stupid box on, all you're going to hear is a bunch of crap. You'll never hear about this mother and father and the mentally handicapped son that got shot in the back by some Blackwater piece of shit. You'll never hear about that, nope. Will you?
Well, that's why they're doing this little production we're watching right now. The impeach Donald Trump. And all of this, this is the best thing could happen for Trump. And of course it is. Of course it is. If all those goddamn communists want to get rid of him, well, they want to take our guns. But wait a minute. The first article, he was getting ready to help them take our fucking guns, wasn't he? I mean, the way that the son of... They naturally assume that everybody's walking around with their goddamn pants down around their knees, a dirty ass hanging out with the fucking brain capacity of a head of cabbage. But this new bunch now, they're evaluating. That's why you're seeing this shit. I mean, they just did this Mueller thing. And because it was all going topsy-turvy on him. Now, this is a total shutdown of everything, but there's still shit going on. I mean, there's shit happening that's real shit that, I mean, what you've seen today, I know Katie watched a little bit, what the fuck does that have to do with our lives in the smallest fucking degree? Other than to prove to us what we already know. They're all criminals. They could go on investigating each other until doomsday, until this country is fucking completely drained of resource and we're sitting here under a pile of shit paper you can't even wipe your ass on. But here's one, I mean, I thought I might have made the news today. Saudi coalition airstrikes kill 7 children in Yemen. Hey, Trump, hey, how many kids did you kill today, buddy? And who sold them? Who sold those Saudis, those missiles that killed these children? Gun dealer? Well, what gun dealer sold those assault weapons that killed those children over in Yemen? What gun dealer? Oh, that was a United States corporation and its subcontractors in the industrial war complex, right? You did do a background check on Saudi Arabia, didn't you? You know, they're murdering prince and they're murdering king. Oh, we're over there backing kings and princes? Really? Boy, our founding fathers I bet they're a bit confused as they roll around in their graves right now. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes killed 7 children in Yemen on Tuesday, a local official and doctor said. The 7 children were among 16 people killed during the airstrike as Saudi Arabia continues to pound the country already facing a humanitarian disaster. Look at what they do. And then pretend, you want to let these son of a bitches take your guns? You want to be at their mercy? Really? 16 people, including women and children, were killed and 9 others injured in a raid targeting a home in Dali, a local official told AFP on condition of anonymity. A doctor at Al-Thawara Hospital in nearby Ibb province, which received the bodies of those killed, told AFP that 7 children and 4 women were among the dead. So you're over there killing women and children. I mean, this is what they would do to you. Or worse, what the goddamn kikes are doing to the Palestinians is what they would do to you if they could get your goddamn weaponry away from you. That's what they want to do so bad. But they're cowards. They've never fought a fight of their own in their whole life. They've hired their balls, so they don't have no balls of their own. And they're spineless, but man, they can buy people to buy mercenaries and to go out and do their fucking murdering for them. Now, these people, you know, they're fucking murderers, these Saudis, aren't they? Weren't there 15 Saudis and 3 Jordanians that took out the World Trade Center and you sold them weapons? Donald, I think FFL should be revoked. You didn't do a background check. Look what happened, man. There's people dead all over the place. It's on you. And these people murder daily. And it's a slaughter, not only in this country. We watch it every day, just like the kid we were talking about. Every day we're going to come up with one where they shot somebody in the back, killed some, murder. Walk away from it. Man, just keep letting it happen, people. 16 people, including women and children, were killed and 9 others injured. Okay, here are the Houthi rebels. Now, this was interesting. The Houthi rebels condemned the coalition for its continued aggression against the Yemenian people. The aggressors do not understand the message of peace, but only messages of drones and of missile power, said a statement carried by the rebels, Al-Masara Television. The victims were in an apartment in Al-Farqnir, in the southern district of Qataba, Al-Dalay province. One of the injured children lost her entire family to the explosion. After the attack, most injured were brought to a hospital supported by Save the Children. Save the Children, whose staff treated some of the casualties, said one of the wounded children had lost her whole family in the explosion. The aid group called for an urgent investigation into the attack on the civilian area and said simply, quote, simply cannot accept that such an atrocity is carried out with impunity. Well, that was an atrocity that was carried out with impunity that happened in Costco. You see, these son of a bitches, it is an international corporate mafia. They're all in it together. And they have their masters at the fucking top. These are the front men. And, you know, the front corporations, the front aristocracy. And they're killing. They kill people. And these people want your guns. They don't want you to get hurt with your guns. They don't want you to hurt nobody with your guns. But they're blowing up little children, aren't they? Killing whole families. Blowing up fucking civilians. Go ahead.
That sounds awfully scary to give up my guns, knowing what these people do.
Yeah, I would be scared. Yeah, I mean, fight. All you can do is fight when animals like that come after you. That's all you can do. Attacks like this happen almost on a daily basis, people. They're over there murdering. And like I said, you know, it's the Saudi Arabians. But who just got through selling them all the F-16s or F-15s or F-37s, whatever in the fuck they're selling these days? Who was that gun dealer? Who was that arms dealer that sold them all that shit that is being used to kill women and children? And knowingly, they know what they're going to do with it. They know they're going to kill women and children with it. They passed the background check, though, didn't they? In other words, even people protesting, you know, saying, you're sending this to murderers, to murder people. The use of explosive weapons is in populated areas is sadly all too common in the Yemen conflict. Only yesterday, four children were killed in another attack in Amran that killed an entire family, including a pregnant mother. Oh, killing pregnant women! Jeez, that didn't get in the background check. Tamer Kairoulis. Kairoulis, County Director for Save the Children in Yemen, said, "These children should not have been victims of this conflict, yet they have paid the highest price imaginable. We're calling for an independent investigation into the attack for the perpetrators to be held to account." Do anybody out there think it's going to happen? This is the end game we're in here. They're at war with us, just like they're at war with the people of Yemen. It is the international corporate mafia, and they're hired fucking mercenaries at war with the peoples of the world for the control of every fucking resource and for the greater Zion, so that we are under the Tomatic rule with the no-hide laws for Israel, you know, for the chosen ones. For the Empire of Zion, which will make up the whole Middle East. And they will, I guarantee you, there'll be goddamn nuclear missiles all over that son of a bitch once they get it in the hands of the dykes, or the kikes. Well, the dyke kikes. The coalition...
Hey,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, real quick, I got a question. That oil deal that happened in Saudi Arabia, and they're trying to blame it on Iran. Anyway, I watched Rouhani, I think his name is, the leader of Iran. Anyway, he was up before the United Nations addressing them, and I was just amazed at the composure of this guy. I mean, he did call out, you know, the Zionists and the United States, and I mean, why would a leader even go before the United Nations? If I was like running a country, I mean, I would tell them to go. Jump off a cliff, take a hike. This is, you know, sovereign territory here. I mean, does that mean he's part of it? I mean, and not to be, I mean, he wasn't angry. You know what I'm saying? Just nothing. Like, they're trying to lay this at our feet, you know, the Iranians. I mean, wouldn't you be irate?
Well, I'm sure they're quite irate, but the reason they go to the United Nations is they know the truth. They know that the majority of the people on this planet are disgusted with what the United States and fucking Israel is doing. You know, it's obvious. They are attacking countries. They are building empire. And it's not going to be the empire of the United States. It's going to be the empire of Zion. And when they show up and say, you know, calmly, we didn't do it. In fact, in this article I'm reading right here in a little bit, it tells how the Houthis, I guess is what they're called, that are the rebels in Yemen, said that they are the ones that blew up the Saudi. Well, let me read the rest of this, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I will. And, yeah, it was that discussion I had with my sister. She said, well, the Houthis, they're the ones that claimed it. And anyway, she basically trying to say Iran did it. And I, anyway, just, yeah, go ahead and read. Yeah.
It is the next sentence, actually. The raid came days after the Houthis offered to halt drone and missile attacks on Saudi Arabia as part of an effort to end Yemen's ongoing civil war. So this offer was made. The group claimed responsibility for attacks on Saudi oil installations that knocked out half of Riyadh. You said it better than I can. Oil production. Okay, so you got the these guys are saying, no, they didn't do it. We did. We're at war. They're killing our children. We did it. The United States and Saudi Arabia, however, blame Iran, saying the strikes were carried out with advanced cruise missiles and drones. Britain also claimed that the... What did you use on them little children, you son of a bitch? Britain also claimed, because maybe he's been making his trips over to Europe and getting the French and the Britons whose populations are rising up against them over these goddamn Jews. And Britain also claimed that the Saudi oil facility attacks were not perpetrated by the Houthi rebels. What the hell do we care? It's not on our soil. Tuesday's airstrikes on Qutaba in southern Yemen, Yemen's Deleh province, which is partly controlled by the Houthis, marked the first major attack believed to have been carried out by the coalition since the group's offer was made. So they're offering to say, let's stop, stop. Saudi Arabia has given a cautious response on Saturday to the Houthis' offer to de-escalate. We judge other parties by their deeds, actions, and not by their words. So we will see whether they actually do this or not, said Saudi Minister of State for Foreign Affairs Adel Al-Jaber. Okay, so what did you do? You're thinking about it. Oh, while you're thinking about it, you attacked them and blew up some children and killed some people, didn't you, sick son of a bitch? I mean, you look at those Saudi Arabian, Saudi kings. I mean, Kuwait. What did we really do in Kuwait, people? We went over there and put a king back on his throne, didn't we? So there's...
Hey, Henry?
Yes, go ahead.
You know, I just wanted to answer Katie. You know, Katie asked a really good question. I want to answer it. You know, Katie, when somebody's got $20 million in a bank account, they don't really get too excited about anything anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what it is, Katie, money.
Exactly. Money and power. Saudi Arabia had given a cautious response on Saturday to the Houthis' offer to de-escalate. Regarding what prompted them to do this, we have to do more intensive studies. We said at a news conference in Riyadh. Well, what it was, I mean, they were getting them. Because they know Iran didn't do that fucking attack. And the United States, I mean, do you think they don't have satellites watching every goddamn inch of that fucking place over there 24/7? They know exactly.
Are the Houthis Yemenis rebels?
Yeah, they're the Yemenis rebels.
Okay.
See, the Saudi Arabians are backing the old government there. I mean, they really didn't hear much about Yemen except for when that one of our ships got, you know, some kind of suicide bomb, raft bomb thing happened there. But you never heard too much about Yemen and all this conflict over all these years. Why? Because they hadn't discovered that big pool of fucking oil underneath their country yet. As soon as it was discovered, man, oh, gosh, what do you know? They got a civil war going. That's exactly what a people would do. If they discovered oil underneath their under their land and they all knew they were going to be filthy rich and, you know, have a great life and everything, let's start killing each other. Let's have a civil war. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is the government in Yemen that the Saudis are backing is one that was put there by Yemen so that the Saudis, who are actually goddamn Jews, so the Jews would have the fucking oil. That's what it comes down to. It's just like Mark said, it's the money. And nothing more than the money. Never has been anything but the money, power, and control, and the sickness that breeds. Like we said, once you get that big mountain of gold, where you could buy anything that you could imagine, you could buy a country, goddamn people own islands, and just the most outrageous shit you could believe. And then it just gets boring, you see. And then you start getting sick in the head, and you want, that's when you want the things that are taboo, like raping little children, the pedophilia, and you know, and trafficking people. And so they, I mean, it's a sick, I mean, goddamn, is there any sicker head mind illness that could exist than greed? I mean, you've got more than you, and then 1,000 generations could ever spend, and you're bored. So you, I mean, it's like a kid outside torturing little animals, you know, just for the fucking fun of it. That's why they do it. That's exactly why they do it.
Okay, so the Saudis are, okay, the Saudis, what I'm trying to understand, the Saudis are backing, what, an old regime in Yemen?
Yeah,
they... Okay, so do they have a new regime, and then these Houthi rebels are with the new regime or the old regime?
They're to stop the Saudi Arabian puppet government from taking all the oil and handing it over to the Jews. The people want their, you know, it's theirs.
Okay, all right.
And that was the whole thing. Saudi Arabia was going to end up with Yemen's oil because they owned the government there. And it's a people's thing, you know, the people, just like here. The people are going to, we'll give you, you know, one penny out of every $50 and you can have a school, and we're going to spend it for you now. It ain't going to be your money, you know, but, yeah, you're filthy rich, but actually we're filthy rich because we're going to take your goddamn oil. And that's all it comes down to. And you got to remember that all those pipelines that run through their people, they want to tap right into it and run it right down to goddamn Israel, because they are, that's, the Middle East is to be the kingdom of Zion. And I mean, that will rule the earth. This is what these son of a bitches have in mind. This is what they think they can do. That's why getting rid of our guns and getting rid of our Bill of Rights is so crucial. It is the most crucial thing in the whole operation, because they can't go forward with it in place. Why? Because it is ratified law. It's the law of our people. This country belongs to our people. I don't give a shit what that corporate bastard say. It does not belong to any corporation, and everything that's been transferred through that illegal, unlawful corporation still belongs to us, because fraud is theft. And you know, if you steal something, you don't get to keep it. You got to give it back, and you got to be punished for your fucking crime. That's how it works. Anyways, guys, that's enough insanity for today for me. I'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And I mean, I guess it's all right with some people if their name, I mean, they wave that flag and put on their red dunce hat and USA, USA, while you're killing little children. And because that's being done in your name, you stupid ass fools. But it's come to the point, it's just like Katie was talking about the Iranian leader coming there. They know that the people here are being mistreated. They know the people here are pissed. And I think that you know, they're showing a little bit of confidence that, man, you don't got what it takes to attack. You're going to have to hire the Chinese army or something, because you're America. Like I said, you can't have a war if you ain't got nobody to fight it. And the people are sick of this shit. 19 fucking, how long's it been? 12, God, it's goddamn, it's got to be close to 15, 18 years in goddamn Afghanistan. Trillions of dollars. What could we have, people? How much better could we be living? Our people wouldn't be living in the streets and in tent cities. We would have what our grandfathers had. The richest country on planet Earth before we decided to go global, because that's really good for, that's good for America. No, that's good for the fucking 1% who want to cash out your fucking country as quick as they can and leave you in a goddamn third world hellhole unarmed, so that you can live a torturous fucking life and they can sit back and watch as they fucking eat caviar and sip champagne. And that is The Word from the Trenches.